Okay, so today's daf is Shabbos daf pei beis. In the ninth parak, which is in the middle of the daf, towards the end of daf pei beis amid aleph, so there in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that if you worship idolatry, it's really bad to such an extent that you become tamei. Now, it's obviously normally you become tamei if what? If you touch something that's ritually impure. You touch a corpse, you touch a dead animal that hasn't been shechted properly. There are certain things that are considered unclean, ritually unclean, and you become tamei if you touch them. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm sorry, not if you worship Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Zarah itself is mitamei. The Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself is mitamei, conveys ritual impurity. Now the question is, how seriously do you take this? In other words, is there a purification process? If the Avodah Zarah is sort of like tamei, so let's say that you became, I don't know, you worshipped idolatry, you converted to Christianity, and now you want to be chozer b'tshuva. So do we simply say, okay, you can come back, or is there some kind of ritual that you have to do? Do we say somehow that Avodah Zarah is like tamei, and you have to ritually purify yourself? So the truth is that in the Middle Ages, that the custom was that if someone was a mumar, if someone converted to Christianity, so we hold Yisrael afa pi shechata Yisrael hu, that if even if a Jew sins, he is still considered a Jew. But there was a custom that a mumar, someone who became a heretic, shechazer b'tshuva, if he repented, migalech, he would shave. Why would he shave? Kevan she'avodah zarah hi kames. Since like Avodah Zarah is like a corpse, umitzora, or like a leprosy, sheteunim giluach. So the halacha is that if someone, if someone's a mitzora, someone has tzaras, and then when he becomes pure, what does he have to do? He has to shave off. He has to shave off his hair. So the shaila, the question, and they took this custom very seriously in the Middle Ages. The Truma Sadesh, he lived in the 14th century, I believe, of Iserlin in Germany. And in Tshuva Simon Pei, I think it's Vav, he was asked the following question. Imutar legalcho kide letovlo lachniso ladas MS olo. So he wants to know whether you're allowed to shave and go to the mikvah in order to return, you know, to tshuva, and whether you're allowed to shave specifically b'moed, during chol hamoed. So he wants to know, you're allowed to shave during chol hamoed in order to return to the fold. So what's fascinating is, so normally speaking, in the old days, people shave maybe once a week or even more than that. So they weren't allowed to shave during chol hamoed. Even nowadays, so there's a whole discussion. Moshe Feinstein says for business purposes, permitted to shave during chol hamoed. But there were four categories of individuals who were allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. And one of them was that, and besides that, the Gemara says that in Moed Katan, that a Mitzora, even if he had time to shave before Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to shave on the Moed. Why? Kadesh lo yishu korban osem. We don't want to delay their sacrifices that they're obligated to bring. They can only bring their sacrifices after they shave. And so therefore, the Truma Sadeshin says, gam bale tshuva yesh lahatir lahem legaleach b'moed mitam zeh. So therefore, it's permitted for them to shave during Chol HaMoed for this reason, kadesh lo yishu kama mitzvos. They shouldn't delay with many mitzvos, because apparently, apparently, after someone converts Christianity, he said, "Okay, I want to be chozer b'tshuva. I want to return back to Judaism, you know, to follow my roots." So the halacha was that we would only allow them to shave. I'm sorry, we'd only allow them to join minyanim. You know, even if they were over 65, we would only allow them to join minyanim and any davar shebikdusha if they would shave and go to the mikvah. And so therefore, what? We would allow them to shave even during Chol HaMoed. This is such a powerful custom. So much so that it overrode Chol HaMoed, the prohibition of shaving Chol HaMoed. And also, he also writes, the Magen Avraham also writes, that a mumar could also go to the mikveh. And he goes to the mikveh there as well. He can even go to the mikveh on Shabbos. He says, because this mikveh tefillah is only midrabbanan. What would the problem be? Because you're sort of fixing yourself. You are like not fit to do Devarim Shebikdusha. Now you're sort of, in a sense, halakhically fixing yourself. Maybe that's a problem. So he says, mutar to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. It's mutar to shave on Chol HaMoed. But we see here this concept that someone who worshipped idolatry, all the idolatry is like, it's Tumah. They actually took this very seriously in the Middle Ages, so much so that required shaving and going to the mikveh.